Hello, is Ruth Jones there?
I'm sorry, she's not. May I help you?
Yes, maybe you can help me. Good evening. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I will be here with the first day I get my ballot.
So would that be a definitely vote or probably
definitely,
vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, and just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I don't know. I'm 78.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing. Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you a white or Caucasian, black or African?
I'm a white, red-haired, pink person. Yes.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have. Thank you. That was the next question.
A minority group on my neighborhood here.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Yes.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you.
I know about how to vote. Yes.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction of the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm moderately dissatisfied, but it's been worse, so, you know.
And because the options that we have is between satisfied and dissatisfied. So,
please. Make it
would you lean more towards dissatisfied or?
Well, you would think of 250 million people, we could find two better candidates, but, you know. I mean, you know, this is public housing, you know. you can't drive the Porsche around, but, you know, somebody walks
so,
in all the time. It's not much fun.
I understand.
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, come on.
Yes. It's
a terrible job.
Yes, and how should I record your answer? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Well, considering what he has to deal with, he's doing okay.
So in that case, do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
No, I like her.
So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve of her. That joking character thinks he's going to run against her again.
Mm. Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two out of the list.
Okay.
We have improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or reducing crime and gun violence.
Oh, dear. Well, we have abortion and we have infrastructure.
So protecting abortion and reproductive rights and improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable, And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Oh, please. Zero.
Marie Gluten-Camperez.
75.
Raul Garcia.
I don't know.
60. The next one is Joe Biden.
Oh, he gets at least an 85, considering.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Kent.
Zero.
Maria Cantwell.
Oh, she gets an 85, too.
Thank you. Welcome, liberals in Congress.
The liberals in Congress?
Woke liberals in Congress.
All 12 of them? The ones that actually
speak out. Yeah.
Okay, let's give them a 75.
Thank you.
And
the
last. A
lot of them
are you know that. They're just fine.
Oh.
I ran campaigns in Oregon. I know most of them. So, like,
oh,
yeah.
That's
they're okay
interesting.
At home, but when they get up and go, oh, no, oh, no.
Yeah. And the
so
last
now
person.
I'm going to retire finally, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
The last on the list is MAGA Republicans.
Oh, please. They get a zero.
Thank you very much.
Very
now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote
oh,
for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
What do you think? there's no choice. Please, put me down.
So, but would you lean, even though you're undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean toward? Democrat
oh,
Joe Biden or?
Please, no, yes.
Thank you. Now, and if the election for and if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluten-Camperez or Republican Joe Kent?
Oh, please, Perez. There's no way I'd vote for Joe Kent. He's nuts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And even though you're not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024?
Zero.
We do have a scale. Would
oh,
you say,
scale.
Is there a...
Oh, a scale.
Yeah.
Okay, how about 25?
And, well, the scale we have is there a fair chance that you might support Kent?
No,
a small chance.
No chance?
No chance at all.
No.
Thank you. Now, next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each one of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
7.
Someone who will stand up to the attacks. Thank you. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
10.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
Oh, well, make that a 7.
Thank you. The next one is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
8.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Oh, that'd be nice. 9.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Marie Gluten-Camperez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Gluten-Camperez for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, in February 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
That's a 10.
Thank
I've
you.
Been
the
an
next
expert at the clinic. I know what it's like.
Oh, interesting.
They bombed. They bombed the place once when I was there. I had to spend the whole day inside.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, well, I was an escort for the people coming. They weren't all coming for abortions. They were coming for other things.
Yeah.
And they come
I've heard about that.
They come from Eastern Oregon and other places because they couldn't get one in Idaho. And they come with their boyfriends or their fathers or their uncles or some other. It's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christians are standing outside and they can't sing.
Thank you. Now, the next statement, that's fine. The next statement is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting for the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As a Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party.
Yes. What am I supposed to give? What number am I supposed to give for this? A 9?
Yes, 0.
Yeah.
0 is not convincing at all. 5 is somewhat convincing.
No. She needs to get out there. 9.
9, thank you.
Got to identify
and
the
last
person. More pictures of her and the baby. And ignore the fact that they claim that she hasn't paid her property taxes or whatever it is they're harping on.
Thank you. And the last statement for this section is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
Yes. What score are we using on this? 1 through 10?
The same. 0 is not convincing at all. 10 is very convincing. Any number between 0 and 10. Thank you.
Of course, if we don't start on the bridge tomorrow, it's going to be taking another 30 years.
Yeah.
We've been studying it for 30 years, so come on.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the cost keeps going
That's a
up
long
and
time.
Up and up. And we're going to put a bus lane. No, we're not going to put a bus lane. Oregon wants a bus lane. Washington does want a bus lane. Yoo-hoo. Start digging tomorrow.
I hope that gets resolved.
I mean, really, really? Well, we don't have more cars. Look, I'm sorry. The population is growing. They're not all going to take the bus or ride their bicycles in the pouring rain across the bridge.
Yes, right? I understand.
Yes. Let's dredge the water some more so the bigger boats can come by. Get a clue, people.
And thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if
really?
You didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
No, I'm not voting for Joe Kent. No, I'll write in my own name or somebody else's name. No, I'm going to vote for Marie. No.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about, Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and zero means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Yes. So we have to do away with him. What number are we using?
0 is no doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent, and 10 means serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent. Any number between 0 and 10.
How about 8?
Thank you. And the last one for the list is Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Yes, that's a 10.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I am less likely, as in not ever likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Read up on him. He's not okay.
So is that a much less likely?
Oh, yes. I wasn't
likely
in the first place, so I'm just, you know, going downhill from here.
Thank you. And in a few words, given everything you heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He's incompetent.
Can you be more specific?
He doesn't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't resource his facts. He doesn't seem to be able to speak in coherent sentences. They're not grammatically correct, either.
Incorrect sentences.
You know, usually, you know.
Okay, thank you. Let's see.
Have I gotten you confused? How much longer is this questionnaire?
We're about to be finished. After this one, we just have a few statistical questions. For statistical purposes. Yeah.
How many
now I have
talk to you.
A lot.
Really?
If I'm being honest.
Really? A lot talk to you? Really? That's great.
Yes, surprisingly for this one.
It's better than cold calling people, which is dreadful.
Yeah.
Where
are
you?
I'm sorry?
Where are you?
Well, this is an independent research company located in Miami.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions.
Yes, of course.
The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's in education.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm widowed.
I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, God bless me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no. I had 55 years, so it's not like...
You know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger,
yes,
living in your house?
I have daughters and 4 grandchildren and 2 son-in-laws. Yeah.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I am the liberal one. Yes.
And would you say you're somewhat or very?
Oh, well, let's do somewhat. I'm not as proud as Theodora.
And finally, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever or never. I go to programs with my neighbor when they have the concerts at the Russian church down here. Does that count?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a Broadway production with a 100-piece orchestra and a choir. And they, yeah, it's great.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I belong to the Church of All Outdoors, you know, out here.
So, if you would count that.
I'm an Episcopalian, you know, it's Easter, I don't, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Would you say, or would you count that as hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever.
I go and sing with my neighbor because she has a very small church and the minister brings musical equipment so the people in the home can't tell we can't sing.
Oh. Well, you've been a blast today. So we're already finished with the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have
a
wonderful
yourself.
Night.
I hope people give you good answers.
Oh, thank
you. I've done
you.
A lot of things and I'm proud of most of them. And both my daughters work in the elections office in Maryland and in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Congratulations,
yes.
Then.
I went to register to vote. My big thought was, oh, God, they know Ron Wyden because they had to go have spaghetti dinner with him. They're going to turn to the dark side. But they didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Good luck
have
Florida.
A wonderful night. Thank
Good luck
you.
In Florida. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.